seems to me that that's a question for the U.S. Senate and something that would be inappropriate for me to have a view on or to express a public view on. Yes?
What effect, if any, do you think it would have on your campaign and view of the fact that you have staked out state time as your major issue? The fact that former President Nixon made a speech in Peking yesterday in which he essentially took your view. He said that the mere act of signing a statement of principles or a diplomatic conference will bring instant and lasting peace. He called that a naive belief. Is it likely to hurt your major issue because the former president is coming out on your side on that point?
No, I think that it shows something that we've come from a situation in which last September and October I appeared to be all the way out in the flank by myself to a situation in which today we have an increasing number of people from both parties speaking up with great concern about the way in which the Soviet Union has changed the whole meaning of détente into something that is evil for the United States and good for the Soviet Union. This issue is just one of a series of issues, of course, which I will be seeking to debate during the Democratic primary.
Where are you on domestic issues, specifically the economy and employment? I'll ask you, perhaps the last job bill President Ford vetoed being too expensive. Where would you stand on that? Do you believe that, as many Democrats do, that the government owes the public jobs?
My view with regard to the economy, which I covered somewhat in my statement and which I will spell out in the course of the primary, is that there is a great interlinkage between the problem of inflation, the problem of employment, and the problem of energy. I believe that there is an absolute need for this nation to provide employment for its citizens, and that the decision on the part of the current administration to get on top of inflation by reducing the productivity of our factories and by putting people out of work was a seriously wrong position for them to take and course of action for them to take. I believe that had instead the administration and the Congress generated a major race to the moon type domestic energy program, we would have already seen the re-employment of far more of our citizens than we have today, would not have had to seek the job bill that you've just referred to, and that we would already begin to have on the horizon the alternative to the blackmail that the OPEC nations, the oil nations, are charging us in terms of quadrupled and then still again raised prices for oil.
We should continue that with, say, a space program or something else of a national
magnitude? We should have generated by now and must in the immediate future generate a major race-to-the-moon type domestic energy program to create the jobs, to generate the productivity, and to provide the alternative which will drive the oil prices overseas down so that the inflationary thrust will be under control. Yes?
In response to Harvey's question a few minutes ago about in case you should lose this race, did you say you would not run against Senator Scott?
I have no plans to do anything except win the race for the U.S. Senate in 1976.
So it's still open?
I have no plans to do anything except win.
So there will be a scramble for delegates in this scramble. We're running for presidential. Do you find that there's any one candidate that you can throw your support to if the number of potential delegates came to you?
No, I intend to support the candidate nominated by the party. There are a large number of eminently well-qualified candidates in the race.
For example, Senator Jackson, who would seem to espouse the same views that you do on détente defense?
I think it is no public secret that Senator Jackson and I have been friends for some 10 or 12 years. I repeat that it is my intention to support the Democratic nominee of the party. I would support Senator Jackson if he becomes the nominee of the party.
What are your Democratic chances in this state? What do the Democratic leaders tell you? Do you have their support? Do you have the support of the rank and file Democrats?
One of the exciting things to me is that during the course of the travels that my family and I have made around the state, there has been a quickening of interest as the leaders of the Democratic Party have gotten to know me and as I have gotten to understand them better. And I believe that there is already a respectable degree of support, and that if I become the nominee, there will be total support from the Democratic Party. I think as the chairman of the State Democratic Party, Joe Fitzpatrick is completely neutral and must be until there is a Democratic nominee. If I am that nominee, I would expect to have the strong political support of the chairman of the state party, and he's a very good man at generating support. Yes, sir.
Admiral, in your statement, you refer to your 13 years of residence in Virginia. Since that's likely to so-called carpetbagger issues likely to reemerge itself, could you tell us when you qualified yourself as a voter in Virginia and for income tax purposes when you declared yourself a resident of Virginia?
Not until I retired from military service, as is the normal case for all military personnel.
Admiral,
yes?
Did I hear you say a few minutes ago that there is a school of thought in Washington that does not believe in the country?
Yes, I've been quite open in saying that. Yes.
Did I hear you say a few minutes ago that there is a school of thought in Washington that
does not believe in the country? Yes, I've been quite open in saying that based on my discussions with Henry Kissinger, I believe that he does not have the conviction that I have, namely that the American people are capable of making the tough decisions necessary to support a tough negotiating stance that will make détente work. Part of the reason that he has accommodated time and time again to Soviet violations across the whole spectrum of détente is that he doesn't believe there is an alternative. He doesn't believe the American people lack the will or have the toughness to make the necessary sacrifices. For example, to raise the question of whether or not grain sales should continue to the Soviet Union. He believes that the Americans would continue to demand that grain sales go forward. Wrong, of course. The American public will do what must be done in order to make détente work, and it is, in my judgment, a gross mischaracterization of the American people for him to stand up and operate as Neville Chamberlain did, announcing peace in our time while increasing the likelihood of Soviet misbehavior around the world. Yes?
What is your interpretation of ex-President Nixon's visit to China as far as the Ford administration stands? Is it that the Chinese see Mr. Ford as too weak on détente at this point, or what?
It's quite clear that the Chinese leadership has serious reservations about whether this administration has the will and the power to make détente work. It is quite clear that the Soviet leadership was shivered to its bones by Ford's decision, recommended by Kissinger, to fire Schlesinger. They saw him as the only member of the cabinet who understood Soviet misbehavior and was seeking to report it to the American people. Chinese leadership has done three things in recent months, in addition to their attack on Ford when he visited them. One was to cut their losses in Angola. Another was to release the Soviet helicopter crew. After 2 years of claiming it had been spying, they suddenly discovered that it had not. And the third was to invite former President Nixon to visit. All three signals that they have uncertainty about the Ford administration and to the Soviet Union that they may want to work their passage home. Yes? No, I think that the central issue in the minds of most Virginians, and I would expect to make, is the state of our economy, the tremendous amount of unemployment and the reduction in productivity, the failure of the administration to deal with the energy problem, and the failure of leadership in the Congress also to deal with those problems. And that cluster of economic issues, I would expect to make the central theme of my campaign. The need for leadership in that field.
Thank you.